You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You know, sometimes there's a lead story on this show that smacks you right in the face, that you don't have to work too hard to figure out. And then sometimes, most of the time, we hope, if we're honest, there are economic lessons to be learned, but you got to work a little bit for it. And today is one of those days. The story is about the big banks. They have been reporting profits this week, pretty good all in all, higher for some of them than a year ago. Another indicator that banks are doing pretty well, even as big parts of this economy are not. Those banks are lowering the amount of cash they set aside to cover loans gone bad. Listen close now to Marketplace's Justin Ho.
It was only in July, 3 months ago, that banks were setting aside extra cash to cover bad loans. But Gerard Cassidy at RBC Capital Markets says since then, banks have watched the economy slowly improve.
That has brought out the banks to recognize that they overcompensated for a more severe downturn.
Big banks aren't all that exposed to businesses that have struggled during the pandemic, such as restaurants, small retailers, and other small businesses, says Nate Tobik, the founder of Complete Bank Data.
They are more exposed to some of the bigger businesses, which have backstops to their credit.
In other words, big businesses can issue bonds. Mid-sized businesses can access the Federal Reserve's Main Street Lending Program. Tobik says the larger banks likely took a look at their clients.
And they think that the majority of these are going to be able to either refinance or pay off their debt from some of these other backstop programs.
Even when loans do go bad, bigger banks have plenty of other ways to make money, says Myra Rodriguez-Valladares, who advises banks on risk.
They have asset management, they have investment banking advisory services, they have trading.
Valladares says banks still face plenty of risks. Many businesses are still in forbearance programs and could owe more once those end. Further federal relief is uncertain, and more people are likely to lose their jobs.
It would not surprise me to see banks in the first and second quarter of next year to again be increasing their loan loss reserves.
JP Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon said under the bank's worst-case scenario, a double-dip recession, it would need up to $54 billion in reserves, $20 billion more than it has on hand right now. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
Here's another story that's going to take a second or two to wrap your brain around. Inflation at the wholesale level, the Producer Price Index, it's called, rose more than expected last month. And as Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer tells us, that is actually good news.
As a consumer myself, I don't exactly celebrate when I hear that prices are rising, but today's higher producer price index is actually a sign that the economy may be picking up. The cost of some raw materials is increasing because of higher demand from factories that are ramping up, says Camelia Cunin. She teaches finance at the University of North Carolina.
And they're producing more because they expect higher consumer demand. To me, this is good news for the broad economy.
Good news because factories cranking up production might need to hire more workers eventually. Chris Rupke is chief economist at the global financial group MUFG.
So in this case, because the recession happened so quickly, all we're looking for is companies being able to hire back the workers that were let go during the recession.
And producer prices only rose 0.4% in September. Although it was the first year-to-year increase since March, it's not clear that the producer price hikes will find their way down to us consumers. Stephen Cicchetti, an economist at Brandeis, looks at what would happen if, say, chicken producers raise their prices.
If the price of the chicken goes up, the price of what I pay my grocery store might go up, but it might not.
Cicchetti says maybe the grocery store substitutes, buying less chicken and more beef or tofu. Your store doesn't want to lose your business, so it may just swallow the higher cost of chicken.
And it's sometimes just the case that you can't pass on the price increase.
Cicchetti says the ideal is stable prices that allow consumers and businesses to plan. Today's producer price index could be a step in that direction. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
One more inflation nugget before we go on. Missed this yesterday when the consumer price index came out. Inflation in things, just as Nancy was saying, that consumers buy. It was up just a touch last month, 0.2%. But here's the kicker. Deep in the data, this item, the biggest jump in prices for used cars since 1969, up almost 7% in September, as people still don't want to use mass transit. That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.